Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silkcote's North Parish Church. Tonight I've got a guest in the studio, Mr. Chris McNaught. He's the General Manager of Crossreach Children's Services. And just to translate some of what that means, I'd like to ask you, Chris, could you sort of introduce what your name and title and job are?
Okay, I'm delighted to be here broadcasting to the three towns and the rest of the world. I'm Chris McNaught, and I'm actually Director of Children and Families. It's just we couldn't afford new business cards. Crossreach is the social care arm of the Church of Scotland, which is one of the largest voluntary care providers in Scotland. And we run services, over 70 services throughout Scotland, providing care from the cradle to the grave to some of the most vulnerable people in the country.
He's too humble to say it himself, but apparently the Church of Scotland's social work is the biggest, second only to the government. Is that correct?
Something like that, but we prefer to be known for quality, and I will boast that our care inspectorate grades are in the fives and the sixes generally, so we provide high quality service.
So in the general oversweep of this, what does the Church of Scotland do under Crossreach?
It's a social care arm, so we have three operational areas. I have had the privilege of leading the Children and Families service for about 5 years now. We have services to older people, and we have our adult care services, and we provide care and support and counselling to from pre-birth to parents with postnatal and perinatal depression. We provide services to older people with dementia, to those suffering from mental health issues, substance and alcohol misuse, homelessness. We support people who have been involved with the criminal justice system. We support children of drug and alcohol abusing parents. We provide community-based services supporting children in schools, and basically where we can deliver care in Christ's name on behalf of the Church of Scotland, we're there doing it.
So there's a wide range of social care, but you personally have got very much involved in the children's side.
Absolutely.
Children being a narrow definition, it's not just children, is it?
Well, children belong to families usually, and so indeed we'll hear a song that has in the chorus "Include Me In," because we believe that providing care for just one member of the family can be much more effective if we're providing care to all the family. So mums and dads and brothers, sisters, grannies, yeah, and the children involved as well.
Well, we'll hear a bit more about your work in the course of this holy half hour, but just to get us set in the mood, the first track that we have is by Tracy Chapman, entitled Behind the Wall. And would you like to say something just a wee bit about this track and why we're playing it?
I think it represents some of the issues that some of our young people bring with them to our services. Probably the main focus of our programme today is around Julesland, which is in Beath in Ayrshire, just up the road, and many of the staff come from the three towns. And the children that we look after at Julesland come from all over Scotland. Many have a background of abuse, and our hope is that we can help them overcome the trauma of that and become successful citizens.
So here's Tracy Chapman, Behind the Wall.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
So you're listening to 3TFM with me, Alec Noble, interviewing Chris McNaught, who's the manager of Crossreach's Children's Services. So you're saying that the Church of Scotland's programme is quite extensive. What size of a budget would that be in a year, say?
Well, Crossreach has an operational budget in excess of £55 million. We employ about 2,000 staff and provide services to over 4,000 users of the service across Scotland. So we're a pretty large care organisation.
And if we home in on the children's side of that, in your sort of department of it, what's the statistics there? How many clients and how many...
Probably we look after over 400 kids, representing probably 200 or 300 families. Our main centres of operation in terms of residential care are the two schools, Julesland and Ballyconrane. The Mallard in Springburn and Glasgow provides respite care for young people with a variety of disabilities and handicaps. And we also do outreach work. We have a project in Edinburgh, Make It Happen, in which we work closely with the police in terms of diverting young people at risk of getting into trouble with the police, and we introduce them to other clubs and activities that perhaps steer them in a direct way. And indeed, I have been speaking to the local police in the three towns about perhaps getting involved in that as well. So our operation is quite wide.
Where do you get your clients from? I mean, it's boys, isn't it, rather than girls?
Well, in the two residential schools, Ballyconrane and Julesland, we're a national resource. So we have children from almost all the 32 local authorities. Predominantly the central belt, Glasgow, Edinburgh, the Lanarkshires, etc. And predominantly boys, but we, in terms of the residential facilities, but we do support girls in different ways as well.
And are they troublesome boys or boys from troublesome backgrounds?
They're boys from troublesome backgrounds. Our young people have lived with many adversities in situations that you and I would find very difficult to cope with ourselves. And the task is to get alongside them and engage with them and encourage them to learn different solutions to their problems.
You've been at this for a number of years, 40 years, isn't it?
If you say it quickly, it's not so bad, but yes.
Is there a difference over the 40 years of the sort of boys that you're dealing with or the backgrounds they're coming from?
There are some differences, but there are also many similarities. I think we have progressed an awful long way in the 40 years that I've had the privilege of looking after other people's children. When I started, it was the beginning of the children's hearing system, which moved from looking at the deeds of the children to the needs of the children. So that's a big, big step forward.
We've even changed the names of the institutions. There were approved schools.
We started as an approved school, approved by the Secretary of State for Scotland, and the children were sentenced by courts. We moved to List A School, which was a very spectacular name. List A was a nursery, List B was a primary, and List D was a special school. And now we're called residential schools, just like Gordonston and Eton.
Mm. And of the social difficulties the boys are coming out of, what's most of the social difficulties, you know?
Poverty. Which has a connection with drug and alcohol abuse. The general difficulty being a parent is a very challenging job and a very, very demanding job. And some people who have not had the benefits of good parenting themselves find it hard to pass that on.
Is it 1 in 5 children are born in poverty?
Well done, Alec. You were listening the other night, and that's certainly the case. I think that's a dreadful statistic. I think we have made progress and we have redefined poverty, but you're right, 1 in 5 of Scotland's children are living in poverty.
What's the figure for, say, living with drugs or alcohol?
Something like 20,000 children in Scotland live with drug or alcohol abusing parents.
What's the other big problems? Is it
homelessness? Gambling? Homelessness, and particularly for the 16 to 24 year olds. And we also lock up more children and young people in Scotland than any other country in Europe. And again, we do an awful lot and to help children, and we have come a long way, but these are still statistics that sit very uncomfortably with me. And indeed, the Scottish Government set a target of eradicating poverty, childhood poverty by 2020. But that means another 7 years of children living in poverty.
So basically, you've been grappling for the last 40 years with what we do with not so much troublesome boys, but the boys who are in these troublesome circumstances of life. And Crossreach tries to do that, and within that we're thinking about the children's services. And you've brought along a CD, which is brand new.
It was launched at the beginning of Crossreach week, the end of August this year. People may be aware that the moderator of the Church of Scotland, the Right Reverend Albert Bogle, donated a week of his moderatorial year to promote Crossreach, and to launch that week, we invited Ian Jimison, a local GP, and also by sheer fluke, the grandson of one of the matrons at Julesland School in the 1980s. So we have an amazing song called "Bring Me In," which we launched at the beginning of Crossreach.
Is the moderator's band playing?
No, it's not, but the people will know of the moderator's band, the Bogle Band, and Ian Jimison, a singer-songwriter, is also a member of that band.
Right, here's the Crossreach anthem, "Bring Me In."
Walk together here. Bring me in, bring me in, and let us love together here. Take these hands, take yours and mine. Take my heart and let love entwine and make make a new thing of you and me. The seeds that we sow here are flowering within me. You set me free from all my chains. Since your arms around me, you include me in. Bring me in, bring me in, bring me in, and let us walk together here. Bring me in, bring me in, and let us love together here. Then I was found. You picked me up when I fell down. When I was lost, you placed me first. When I was in darkness, your love lit me up. You saw the me beneath my skin. Since your arms around me, you include me in. Bring me in, bring me in, bring me in, and let us walk together here. Bring me in, bring me in, and let us love together here. Take my love and share it around, walking in its harmony, waking to its sound. And I will sing our song out loud. When I thought I'd lost it all, I'd turn around to find the path was clear. I found my way. Since your arms around me, you include me in. Bring me in, bring me in, bring me in, and let us walk together here. Bring me in, bring me in, and let us walk together here. Bring me in, bring me in, and let us walk together.
That is Bring Me In, Crossreach's new anthem. So Chris, you were saying Bring Me In has particular meaning for you.
It has indeed. Crossreach is about working with and supporting people at the margins of society, those who have been excluded or those who have excluded themselves. And Bring Me In and Include Me In are lyrics within that that anthem that are particularly pertinent to the vision and mission of Crossreach, to be providing care and support to young and old who find themselves or have put themselves at the extremities of society, the margins of society.
I should say at this point that it's quite an emotional time for yourself, isn't it? Because after 40 years, you're coming up to retirement in the next few days. So how are you feeling about it all?
I'm feeling pretty excited about the idea of retiring. At the time of the programme goes out, I'll have about 3 sleeps left, so that's very exciting. Of course, I'm going to miss many friends and good colleagues, but I hope that people feel that I have played my part and provided a base from which others can go forward and progress the work.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in at what must be a busy time for you, getting your desk all cleared and all the rest. But the reason I wanted you in at this stage is because you've had 40 years experience and we can't let that go to waste. So when you look back over your 40 years, have you got any particular observations or lessons you've learned the hard way over the time, you know?
Yeah, but we've not got enough time to talk about all those. I suppose much of the last few weeks about looking back and thinking, oh, I wish I'd done that, or I wish I'd done that differently. But as I've tried to repeat, because I firmly believe we have made good progress in this country, the service that the church provides in Crossreach continues to improve and move to meet other demands as society changes.
Things certainly keep changing, and I'm sure they've changed a lot in your 40 years.
Uh-huh.
What's been the most obvious sort of change, you would say?
I think our attitude to children, and right at the start, we were talking about the children and their deeds, and we're much more interested in the children and their needs. We've still got a long way to go. Talk about ghettos, and one of my favourite comments came from the head of violence reduction in Strathclyde, violence reduction unit, Strathclyde Police, and that was, if you live in a war zone, you grow up as a warrior. And many of the young people who come to Gilsland have bring with them the troubles that they have been faced with being brought up in a war zone, and sometimes we see their behaviour and need to look harder behind that behaviour and see the person. But as Superintendent Callaghan says, if you're brought up in a war zone, you can understand why you're a warrior. So I believe that we are seeing behind the behaviour now. We've still got an awful long way to try and provide a society that values children and invests in the early years. I said earlier in the programme that being a parent is one of the most difficult jobs in the world, and we really need to invest more in supporting parents.
Well, it just so happens we've got the ideal track for what you've just said. We like to organise these things, but that came up more naturally than we organised it. Here's Elvis Presley in the ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
Chris, I was just wondering if you had any other observations.
I do indeed. I one of them being that things always come round. And when I started at Julesland in 1974, Julesland was famous for its vocational training. And now with the agenda around youth employment, we're back to promoting the vocational training, and the young people are enjoying getting mucky digging things and driving diggers and learning vocational skills. So things come around, and nothing's new perhaps. I think too we are beginning to look at how we can maximise the resources that are around, and in terms of health boards and local authorities and central government all working together to ensure that we get the biggest buck from our pound. But there's a way to go there as well. People have comfort in their own wee organisations, but there is an opportunity and a desire in Scotland, I believe, for maximising the benefits from resources and what health boards, local authorities working together.
When it comes to maximising, how do you measure success in this field?
I believe that certainly at Julesland we have had 100% success because we have touched all the young people's lives that have come through Julesland. Perhaps as an example, a local example indeed, and without embarrassing Subs, and maybe people will know who Subs is, but one father of one of the Julesland pupils that Subs had a particular involvement with said basically that Subs and Julesland gave him back his son. So that to me is an immense measure of success.
And I'm proud to say that Subs is one of our church elders. Anyway, yeah, it's about lives and families, and it's not statistics, it's about real people, yeah. So I'm afraid our holy half hour's coming to an unholy fast end. But before you leave, have you thoughts about the future then, as you pack up your bags? And
Big long lies. Big long lies. And I have never really planned my career. I imagine I'll be directed to something, and hopefully the experience I've built up can be used to better things. Yeah.
And the future for Julesland School and the rest of Crossreach's work?
Well, I'm very optimistic. Julesland will change, as everything has to change, and we have just got agreement from our council on a different way of delivering the Julesland service, so watch this space. And Crossreach, I think there'll be an ever-increasing demand for the social welfare side of the church to fill gaps and to support needs that other organisations miss.
Well, could I just say, Chris, we thank you very much for coming and sharing with us this all this stuff. We appreciate all you've done over the 40 years in God's name and that work. If anybody is interested in more detail about these things, they're currently building up a database of volunteer befrienders for the folk and using the service, pen pals and things like that, isn't it? You can always pray for the work, you can visit the places, you could join local committees that promote these establishments. There's all kinds of things, so please watch out for the Crossreach work that's going on. So thanks again for coming in, and let's finish today with a song that is appropriate for one who's stepping into the future, and it conjures up echoes of the boys all in assembly singing, One More Step.